Hey, everybody, and welcome to Invested. I'm Danielle Town. Phil is out today, and I'm going to do a very short little recap episode here for you guys and tee up some additional Netflix questions for your own investing practice. I always find it super helpful for my investing practice to have some perspective, some questions in mind, some ideas of what other people have no idea what the answers are to. And I think we've been talking about that for the last number of episodes, but we got some excellent questions from listeners that we didn't get to get to in our discussion. Hopefully we'll get to them at some point, but I frankly need to learn a lot more about Netflix. And I think we both could learn more about the culture at Netflix, because that's where the really interesting questions came from. So I'll get to those in just a second, but I also wanted to tell you that today, the day that this episode comes out, Tuesday, July 19th, there is a Netflix Q2 earnings call. Earnings interview is what they're calling it on their website. It's at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And if you just put in Netflix earnings, whatever, it'll come up on Google, but it's on their investor website. I am hoping this is more interesting than the last event, which didn't really add up to anything. I think it will be. There's so many questions out there about Netflix. I don't think this is going to be a love fest from the analysts, but I find it interesting. We'll see how they play it at the company, because you know that any company CEO, company leader who leads with candor, who leads with honesty and openness and talks about real problems happening at the company, rather than somebody who insists on putting a positive spin on everything, to me is much more trustworthy and much more, somebody who I want to be taking care of my money and understanding reality than the other kind. So let's see how they play it. So here's a couple of questions. I'm just going to recap. You already know these. So debt and free cash flow. When are they going to become free cash flow positive? These excellent questions came from the listeners that I mentioned on the show, but also from Dennis Gare, from Ben from Vancouver, Joel from New York, John Robinson, Daniel Ragnar. You guys all sent in really excellent questions, and I appreciate you spending the time to write it out and share with us. Another set of questions all asked about the bundling of streaming services, and particularly that perhaps bundling services and pulling their entertainment from non-owned services is a way that Amazon, Disney, Apple could try to beat Netflix. It's something they have that's different than Netflix. And we touched on that in our discussion, but I don't think we really got into it that much. And I do think that that is an interesting perspective out there. That's from Jeff Kramer, and Sebastian particularly brought those out. Also, Jeff made a great point that YouTube is free, and having so many streaming services is exhausting sometimes. You're paying all these subscriptions. I know I feel it. And frankly, I watch YouTube a lot, so I hear him on that. And you know, Netflix and all these services have to combat whatever the new service is coming down the pike that's probably going to be free. So I think that's a really interesting question for a technology company. And then the stuff that we did not get to, and I almost don't even want to tell you this question because I'm so intrigued by it, but from Sarah Demister, Sarah, thank you. She asked a lot of questions about the culture of the management at Netflix, particularly the leadership of Ted Sarandos. Ted Sarandos is a big media guy. He's not a startup tech guy. He comes from television and from movies. And so when he came in, he cleaned house in a way and decided to choose quantity over quality, with so many shows coming out per year and quickly deciding which ones were going to continue. So she questions whether this created some kind of fear culture at the company, that maybe management is not as fair as we would hope, and certainly as my dad and I characterized it. I think the overarching management is excellent, but perhaps the people literally running the day-to-day company are people we need to investigate a bit more. And I really appreciate Sarah's questions around that. She very much asked also about the cost of Netflix, that it's the most expensive one out there, and that they've started adding in ads, which I actually didn't know, because here in Switzerland, they haven't done that. But I suppose other places they have, to see how it works. So, interesting one, that there's some fragility in the brand. Thank you, Sarah, and I actually hope to do my own research into your questions, and maybe we can talk about it more on the show later. And then John Serrano also asked an excellent culture question, asking about generally, not even necessarily Netflix, but that the idea of account sharing is in some ways the culture of streaming, and that people being forced to not share their accounts goes against that cutting the cord mentality that Netflix and all the other ones, but especially Netflix, because it was first, so benefited from. As an industry leader, John suggests maybe Netflix is going ahead with cracking down on people who are sharing accounts, and the other companies are not as much, because one, they can take the hit, they have so much extra money, and two, they're letting Netflix just see what happens, and maybe Netflix takes the reputation hit, or it doesn't, and once they see how that goes, then maybe they do the same or don't. Thanks to everybody who sent in such good questions. And if there's anybody out there who has special knowledge about the TV industry, streaming industry, or particularly the management at Netflix, send me an email, please, questions@investedpodcast.com, and I will keep your email and your name private. But I'd be very interested to know what you think about the culture, particularly at Netflix, both with amongst the employees, but particularly the confidence in the management. That would be very cool to know. All right, everybody, enjoy the earnings call today, or don't. Maybe it will infuriate all of us. And go and enjoy your investing practice. Have a wonderful practice and a wonderful week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hi guys, thanks for listening to Invested. If you enjoyed this episode and you want more information or to listen to additional episodes, visit our website at investedpodcast.com and sign up for my virtual workshop right there. Spots are definitely limited for this event. I'm not kidding, they really are. They sell out very quickly. So everything discussed on this podcast, by the way, is either my opinion or it's Danielle's opinion. And really important, it's not to be taken as investing advice, because I am not your financial advisor, nor have I considered your personal situation as your fiduciary. So remember that. You're on your own here. This podcast is for your entertainment and education only, and I really hope you enjoyed it.